mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. I am Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting the main body of the broadcast today. America has been put into an artificial civil war. Globalists, academics, and CIA anthropologists and sociologists have measured and traced different fault lines in America. They've had Hollywood and the universities prime everyone for racial division in the name of racial unity, and they are attempting to bring us into a hot civil war. They are attempting to completely destabilize the economy, destroy confidence, so that we will absolutely abandon the Make America Great Again system and will go into total depression under the central banks. We are going into absolute total bondage. If you like what the Democrats have done in black areas of the country, dumbing people down, enslaving them, getting them into debt, putting them on welfare, aborting them, well, you're really going to love it because it's going to happen to everybody. This is a planetary, complete, and total takeover. And you see this illustrated by the fact that all over the world, governments are endorsing Black Lives Matter as if there is, again, some attack on black people by the general public in the West, when in truth, it's the UN and the globalists that are absolutely targeting Africans, particularly for depopulation. And that's the State Department Memorandum 200 with Henry Kissinger, and has been part of U.S. policy until now. And Trump has pulled us out of UNESCO and pulled us out of these agreements. Has actually been stopping this, and that's why they're so angry at him, again, saying that he's the big, evil, horrible racist. It is complete upside-down world. But the way to counter it, the way to fight back against it is we the people. COVID-19 is a giant hoax. Now they're saying they have to shut the country down again. They were always going to do that. That is why we have to call out Black Lives Matter as a total and complete hoax to cover up the real extermination of the population in general. And that's why we have to expose COVID-19 as the giant hoax that was 20 plus times smaller than what the Bill Gates model said it would. And that's even using all the other deaths from gunshot wounds, car wrecks, the flu, pneumonia that they've put in the COVID-19 column. Every person you see wearing the clown mask, you've got to talk to them and tell them it's a fraud. I've been doing it myself, and almost everyone says, look, I know it's a fraud. I'm ordered to wear this here at work. Or people say, hey, I just do this because of peer pressure. So now we have to move to have governors, but the president and others use their bully pulpits and their leadership to expose COVID-19 as an economy-killing complete fraud. And now the reports are out. The third world is collapsing as predicted, and mass migrant waves are coming this way, because when the first world collapses, the third world dies. Owen Schroyer is taking over. We have some powerful information that Louis Farrakhan put out on vaccines and how they're tainted by design. That's coming up. And so much more today. We have reporters on their way to the autonomous New World Order communist zone in Seattle, known as Chaz, and so much more. Now back to Owen Schroyer in the ATX to tell you what he's got coming up.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we will hopefully be hearing from Chaz live on the show for at least one segment, maybe two. We're hoping to have that on the other side of the short break coming up. We're going to hear more from Alex Jones. We're going to hear from Greg Reese with a powerful report. And we're going to be hearing Farrakhan's take on Bill Gates vaccines, warning Africans to avoid them at all costs. Now, in the third hour, I want to take your phone calls, because we're about to go into another flip of the calendar here, another week in 2020 that has just been absolutely bonkers, bananas. Truth is now a vice in society. Think about that. That's where we've come. How do we fight back the propaganda? How do we defeat the propaganda? What do you think about it all coming up today on this Sunday, June 14th, Flag Day, President Trump's birthday version of the Alex Jones Show?
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, June 14th, 2020. This is the Infowars.com Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in the driver's seat. We will be hearing again from Alex before the end of this transmission. A powerful report on the truth about Black Lives Matter as more is being exposed as what is just another front group money laundering operation for the Democrat Party. So we'll have more on that. Louis Farrakhan warns Africans not to take a vaccine from Bill Gates. It's a trap. It's a death warrant. That's all coming up in the first hour, including we're going to go live. We have boots on the ground in Chaz. We'll be going to Chaz here in just a second. But in the third hour, we'll be going back to Chaz, and I'm going to have a couple segments taking your phone calls. So from 5 o'clock to 5:30 Central, you can try to squeeze in and get a phone call here on the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Now, let's go live. The War Room crew on part of the War Room crew, the InfoWars crew, decided we're going to go out to Chaz and we're just going to go see what's up. We're going to go see what it's all about. So Sam and Rob are out there. We've got Sam with us now. So you've survived a weekend in Chaz. Tell us, what is life like in the autonomous zone?
Well, behind enemy lines here coming at you, it's amazing, man. Actually, it feels more like a festival and a farmer's market than anything else today, but it's been pretty crazy. Honestly, we started a Twitter that's already been banned because I guess we tweeted out something a little controversial, but we're, as you can see, standing right in front of the police precinct here, and it's just a very interesting sight.
Yeah, it's all boarded up. What's going on there at the police headquarters in Seattle?
Well, it's been, I guess, kind of fenced up and under guard, I guess, from keeping from people going in. And it looks like most of the protesters who are around here for days have been saying they want it to be a community center. So that might be going on. Other than that, it's just pretty much like a lot of concert, a lot of music, a lot of people just thinking that,
whoa. You're telling me, you're telling me you got live music in Chaz?
Yeah. Oh, and good news, Owen.
You're not allowed to have that. There's a coronavirus going around. Doesn't the nation of Chaz realize there's a COVID outbreak?
Oh, it doesn't matter. There's a wizard. There's a wizard of Chaz. And I found him.
The wizard of Chaz cures them of the corona ills.
Yeah, exactly. No, but, It's definitely very interesting to see this police precinct boarded up, and it doesn't look like the cops or anybody are coming anytime soon. But everything seems pretty nonviolent, and we've actually had some pretty good discussions out here. So if anything, I can see that as a real silver lining right now. I don't know. Maybe that's just a little bit more
about,
of my perspective.
Let me ask you this, because there's still a bunch of protests happening, and there has been some violence still over the weekend, and there was just another shooting of a black man by police that they're going to make a big deal of this week. So you're saying it's kind of like a music festival, though. So how much has it become like a political movement or statement into like, I mean, when I think music festival, I think, you know, a bunch of people going around doing drugs, getting drunk, passing out, waking up, dancing, listening to music, not really showering or eating much. I mean, is it kind of like that or what?
To be honest, yeah, maybe a little bit more than people think, because there was even a protest earlier today. His signs were basically, this is not a party. If you think it's a party, get out. And he was, marching in favor of Black Lives Matter and stuff. But he was basically saying that a lot of people are here just to drink and do drugs and, play music. But, you know, I've gotten different opinions on that because I even got to interview some of the musicians last night. And they were kind of comparing it a little bit to Woodstock and being able to protest and play music at the same time. I do understand that part, but there might be a lot of people out here that think of this as an opportunity to get out of the house because of quarantine. You know, that's also definitely another reason that people are out here enjoying themselves. Even though most people are wearing masks, we're definitely not seeing social distancing in any form. So that's what's going on out here.
What about, like, there's businesses in that area too. Are they all boarded up? Are they shut down? If you have a business in that area, are you out of business now?
Well, most of the businesses definitely are not working. And some of them have just been, you know, transformed into like makeshift hospitals. There's even a restaurant that got turned into like a little hospital. And there's definitely enough.
If your leg snaps in half, they got you, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's no police presence or ambulance or fire on the scene. So good luck. But it hasn't been anything like maybe the pictures might have sounded or made it appear to be maybe like a week ago when there was tear gas and things like that. You can't see behind me, but there's actually shields that line the fence because in case the protesters needed to grab shields, you could just grab them and protect yourself from rubber bullets or something like that. But
it's the battle shield of that, Chaz.
The battle shield. Yeah, exactly. So the lines have been drawn and we're inside Chaz right now.
So what kind of conversations have you been having, though? You said, is it like how political, how conspiratorial? Do they hate Trump? Where does that go?
It can actually go in a lot of different directions. The good news is we haven't had any aggressive debating or anything like that. But definitely a lot of people are saying that Trump hasn't done enough to respond to this. He's definitely looking at this situation in a way that is not what's happening here on the ground. So that may be, true. And hopefully we've got enough footage to be able to show that.
Is that footage going to band.video?
Well, like I said, we've been tweeting out a lot of our footage and we broke a rule or something. So we got banned for 12 hours, but we're basically at Chaz Daily. So you can follow us there. We probably should have put that on the screen, but
we're
at Chaz Daily. Yeah. And we're just going to be putting whatever we have in small videos, but we'll be editing it as well later. Putting it on band. Yeah.
So, when we're, what's like the biggest probably blunt that you've seen out there? I'm sure there's just people walking around just getting totally high, right?
Oh, yeah. Basically, you could also say it's a bit of like a Marley Fest going on. It is Seattle, Washington.
Wait, did
all.
You just bust out into an exercise?
Are you watching me?
Yeah, it looks like you're on the move now.
Yeah, there's a gas leak.
Oh, so whoa, we got something happening here.
Yeah, there's a gas leak. And so we're kind of kept out of an alleyway right now. Me and Rob are on the move.
People were just getting high off raw methane, huh? Just cracked right into a pipeline, huh? Yeah, that's Chaz, man.
That's Chaz, man, exactly. So the Lollipop Guild is in full force out here.
What do you think? How long can this go on? Do they really think they can do this forever or what?
Oh, my God. I don't know about that, actually. I was asking some people how long they think this might happen, even some locals. They're really not sure. And unfortunately, I think it's because their demands are not really concrete enough for this to meet any kind of resolution. Other than they want to just keep partying.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, because we got 90 seconds and we got to go to a video coming up here. But, what do these people really want? What do these people really want? What are they really in this for?
Okay. Well, bottom line, I guess they're talking about police reform. They're talking about a recognition that, cops have systematically been racist towards Black people. And they probably also want to push a socialist agenda. Everything out here is free. All the food's free, water's free, things like that. So they're promoting things like that. Bottom line, it just seems to be along that kind of message that I think the media is responsible for indoctrinating people more than the reality being that cops are racist, of course.
So there, it's just kind of a free for all. Do people actually live down there, or do they just kind of come and go?
No. There's people who live down here. This is a neighborhood area, and got to talk to some locals. They said there's usually a lot of artists, a lot of poets, and there's some restaurants and coffee shops.
So you love it. You're
here.
Now a Chazistan, officially Chazistanian, Chazistonian.
Basically, I'm going to renounce
One Nation, one people of
right
Chaz.
Now. Yes, one nation, one people. Exactly. So we're having a good time talking to people
All right, we'll link back up with you. Well. We'll link back up with you later. We'll get the latest update from the Nation of Chaz, folks. It may last forever.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. The people of the world have awakened to globalism, and so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com. Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 Nascent Iodine for yourself. What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Look at these headlines. Houston to be relocked. Florida hits high for third straight day. Sunbelt spike of coronavirus. Hawaii grapples with Great Depression level unemployment. COVID-19 civil unrest could trigger mass migration. Those are all Drudge Report headlines. The United Nations has engineered the COVID collapse. It's caused a worldwide depression. It is far worse in the third world than it is in the first world, but we're starting to see the effects here. And the government stimulus money isn't going to rebuild the economy if the economy isn't completely turned back on quickly. And the third world will accelerate into total bedlam, and mass waves will then surge at Europe and the United States of tens of millions, not just the millions we've already seen. Now that is officially in United Nations reports. I don't need to wait till the UN puts a report out. I said this 4 months ago. You could see how the dominoes fall. And now the UN World Food Program head, who a month ago said 35 million were already starving to death, says 100 plus million are on the verge of starving to death out of the billions of poor on this planet. When the first world collapses, the third world dies. But notice, right as opposition was beginning to really peak a month ago to COVID-19, and it was coming out with doctors and nurses pointing out it was a hoax, they were putting all the deaths from gunshot wounds, car wrecks, the flu, in the same column. They were killing people by intubating them because the hospitals wanted the money. They were lying on the charts and saying that people had COVID who didn't. All of this was beginning to come out. And so they used the George Floyd situation to distract from that and change the subject. Anytime the system wants to trigger racial unrest, they're able to snap their fingers and have liberal mayors and liberal leftist governors in blue sectors endorse the rioting. Antifa shows up, triggers the burning, then they can pull back and the media can aim the cameras at black people and say, look, it's a black uprising. That's all George Soros and Alexander Soros are doing. We got the documents 2+ years ago. They're on Infowars.com. And still, the FBI has done nothing. Still, the Justice Department has done nothing. The article with the documents is titled Martial Law Planned in Maryland in 2015 by Obama. They tried to trigger this back then, but it didn't work. And now they're doing it again. And Hollywood and the whole corporate media is hyping up that police are inherently evil and that police are inherently bad because they want to overthrow local government and not replace the police with some type of wonderful communist utopia that doesn't exist, but replace it with authoritarian fascist police. The IMF and World Bank have done this all over the world. They destabilize first, generally across racial lines. They bring down an economy, and then they bring in permanent martial law. So the New World Order is making its move right now on America. Now, I want to air a special report that I played several times during the week. I don't normally air something repeatedly, but this is so important that I'm going to air it again, and then Owen Schroyer is going to take back over. It's posted on band.video as the featured video. It's also on Infowars.com. I've asked the crew to put it back on the front page. It's Black Lives Matter is a globalist Trojan horse. It's only 4 minutes long, and it has all the documents, all the statistics, all the facts to show that this is completely synthetic and that they're making a mountain out of a molehill to distract from the leftist globalist agenda to not just suppress black people, but to suppress and disenfranchise everyone for social control. So here is this report. And then Owen is going to get into the fact that Trump was going to have a rally in Oklahoma, but Juneteenth, a holiday barely even celebrated in Texas from when the slaves learned late that they were free. Great, wonderful. That Trump canceled that because they were saying it was racist that he picked that day because of that holiday that's only celebrated in a couple states and most people don't even know about. It's crazy. So now he's announced his convention speech date, and they found some date where the Klan did something bad, and they're connected to that. I mean, it is just totally insane how the Democrats are projecting onto everything secret codes and secret corruption and secret KKK crap when they're the party of the KKK. They're the party of abortion. They're the party of Planned Parenthood. They're the party of evil. So here is Greg Reese's report. Please share this with everyone you know, and please tell people about the live broadcast, because without you, we're unable to reach new people. And again, you're not just vital, you're absolutely critical, and I thank you all. Tell folks about the local AM and FM stations you're listening to and the TV stations you're watching. Tell folks about band.video and newswars.com/show. Thank you. Here is Greg Reese's report.
Black Lives Matter is a lie. There is no genocide of young, innocent black men. In 2019, there were only 10 cases in which unarmed African Americans were fatally shot by the police. In 5 out of 10 cases, an officer was attacked just before the shooting. And in 2 of the remaining 4, the officer was criminally charged. Where is the injustice? Also in 2019, there were 25 unarmed white Americans who were fatally shot by the police. According to FBI statistics, even though African Americans make up only 13% of the population, they commit over 50% of all murder in America. Blacks kill 10 times the amount of whites as whites kill blacks. And a police officer is 18 and a half times more likely to be killed by a black male than an unarmed black male is to be killed by a police officer. Black Lives Matter has been a lie since its very beginning. In 2013, the movement began on social media after the acquittal of George Zimmerman in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. But the case against Zimmerman was a lie. The prosecution had used an imposter as a fake witness, who they claimed wrote the only piece of criminal evidence they had, a letter that the fake witness admitted under oath to not writing. Founded by known communists and fueled with millions of dollars from George Soros, Black Lives Matter organized riots in Ferguson, Baltimore, and Chicago, and began recruiting an army of haters, hiding beneath the guise of social justice. The entire foundation of Black Lives Matter is an obvious lie, and yet the lie sells. It sells because communities have been broken by government programs such as LBJ's War on Poverty that incentivized single motherhood and got young people hooked on welfare handouts. It sells because people worship their favorite celebrities like false idols and believe the media is a source of undisputed truth. It sells because people are afraid of being called a racist, even when they know it's a lie. And it sells because many prefer their own rage over seeking the truth. Following the COVID-19 shutdown, perhaps the most traumatizing time for any American alive, Black Lives Matter joined forces with Antifa and used a senseless murder as an excuse to wage war upon the American people, dragging innocent people from their cars, burning homes to the ground, looting everything in sight, and demanding that white people bow before them and kiss their feet. They are subjugating white people, parading them around in chains, and demanding the dissolution of the police department. What do you suppose is coming next? Black Lives Matter is a dangerous cancer that is poisoning our already damaged society. The mainstream media, our elected officials, world leaders, and practically every multinational corporation are all on board with BLM. But the real problem...
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge, you love them, I love them, and they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles. And when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It's crazy to think here we are, one of the last few remaining independent news networks out there that isn't out to scam you, isn't out to trick you, deceive you, lie to you, rob from you. And we may be far from perfect, but we're perfect in the sense that we're everything the establishment, which is wicked and evil, hates. And in that sense, we're perfect. And that's all of us, because they hate you. They hate the fact that you've kept us alive for all these years. And now we're still alive, still here on air, in studio, with a full crew, something they thought would never be going down every day like we are here at InfoWars.com live at band.video. They thought that this transmission, one of the last great American transmissions, would be shut down, ladies and gentlemen, but we are still here thanks to the grace of God and your grace, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And we do have big specials going on right now, including top-selling supplements on sale like Brain Force Plus,
Turbo Force, Real Red Pill, and Real Red Pill Plus, the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars, BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. The AMPM 8-Pack Power Stack, which just is a supplement stack that comes already separated for you in a morning and an evening pack inside, that's 70% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All the t-shirts are on sale as well. And it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes everything we do here possible. But it really is, it's weird when everything InfoWars told you becomes true, then what does InfoWars become? I mean, you have an entire nation of people, which is the minority, which is the good news, but I don't know how we defeat it because they're with Hollywood and all the media, so they amplify and huff and puff themselves up to look like they're the loudest, look like they're the biggest, look like they're the majority. Do we have to have a political revolution that takes course over 4, 8, 16 years? Do we have that time? Is that possible? But when I see the lies that go down on mainstream news every day and come out of Hollywood every day and come out of Democrats' lips every day, we have statues being pulled down, but Harvey Weinstein movies still air on TV, still on Netflix, still on all the video platforms. All the Hollywood pedophilia? No, no, no. No need to protest all of that. No need to march about that. Do baby lives matter? Well, what if they're black? No. No, you see, black lives only matter when the media and the Democrats can team up for an alley-oop on the American public to fundraise to the tunes of tens, if not hundreds, of millions of dollars. And then, if you really care about people and you want to try to warn people about this or try to give them the message of truth, well, you get called a racist and you get shut down. Oh, don't worry about the Baphomet statues that have been government funded and erected in America and other countries. Nope, those haven't been torn down. Nah. But where will the left stop? They'll never stop, folks, until America's dead and everything that ever represented America is gone as well. That's where we're at. So the Americans that are left and the patriots that are left are going to have to figure out what to do. A lot of them are moving out of Democrat cities. A lot of them think that just voting will solve the issue. Well, I guess we'll find that out. But meanwhile, the left is continuing to gain yards against the American Republic. And it makes me sick when you have Democrat politicians going on TV blaming police or white people for all the issues in this country, which couldn't be a bigger lie if you said that the sun rises in the west and sets in the east. Couldn't be a bigger lie told. But they get away with it. They get away with it every day. And they're not going to stop, folks. We've made it about halfway through 2020. We've made it about halfway through now. We've had a fake pandemic. We've had fake protests against fake issues. What are they going to fake next? They faked Russian collusion. They faked hate crimes with Jussie Smollett. They faked it all. And they're never going to stop faking. Now, I believe Hillary Clinton is going to have to testify again in September, but will she? They may cancel that for COVID. They may fake another pandemic, or they may release a real bioweapon with Bill Gates. Certainly possible, because Bill Gates now wants to vaccinate all of Africa and
Louis Farrakhan has come out and warned Africa about Bill Gates. So Alex Jones is going to be breaking that down coming up in the next segment. And then I'm going to take phone calls from 5 o'clock to 5:30. Just your analysis, because I got a bunch of news and a bunch of videos to play. And I'm going to do most of that tomorrow when I host the War Room. And I believe Alex is back in studio tomorrow. But I want to hear from you, the audience. And so I'll open up the phone lines now. You're going to have to wait about 20 minutes. But if you would just wait, because I want to be able to, as soon as 5 o'clock hits, start taking phone calls all the way through 5:30. And they're going to be joined by the crew again from the Nation of Chaz, where a street preacher was basically sexually assaulted. We'll get to that in a second. But here's the number if you want to get in, and I'm going to start taking calls at 5 o'clock. So that's going to be in 20 minutes. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Just what do you make of the madness? Does it get better from here? Does it get worse from here? What are you thinking? What are you believing? What are you doing? So from 5 Central to 5:30, nothing but your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. But here is a street preacher. Go to clip 4 here, guys. And you can roll clip 5 as well. But here's a street preacher who goes into the Chaz in Seattle and is immediately assaulted. So you got him there. They're all choking him. Street preacher, you're not allowed to go in there because you know they're all about free speech and stopping oppression until you say something they disagree with, and then they censor you and oppress you. And by the way, they also forced him to kiss a gay dude. Yeah, they held him up and they forced him to kiss a gay guy right here. Street preacher goes in to preach the gospel and tell you about Jesus, and he gets physically assaulted and sexually assaulted. I mean, this is sexual assault. I mean, I'm sorry. When you're like, hey, I'm gay, kiss me to prove you're not a homophobe. Dude, you just sexually assaulted me. And he's holding him by the neck, and then he kisses him and licks him multiple times. I mean, this is ridiculous. But this is the left. I mean, this is what the left is building for themselves. That's what they don't understand. All the leftist leaders are in their high towers and mansions. This is what they're building for you, the leftists.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run. And I think down the road, they'll be defeated. But we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
This is the end, my friends.
My only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Black Lives Matter is a complete and total synthetic manufactured fraud. Black Lives Matter's entire purpose is to cover up the fact that the Democratic Party is part of an international eugenics depopulation program that has a particular bent towards targeting black people, period, no matter where they are on the face of the earth. The globalists want black people dumbed down, disenfranchised, and exterminated. And that's a fact. And that's a historical point that must be made. It's not about virtue signaling to black people that, oh, only 12 black men died of questionable police shootings in the last year. None of those shootings are okay. The point is those shootings are used as the distraction for the millions and millions and millions of babies that are aborted every year in this country. And the fact that the majority of black people never make it out of their womb, out of their mother's womb, and that's the most dangerous place for a black person on earth. And the left's argument is blacks are poor, blacks are disenfranchised. Well, by that argument, then everybody who ever came from any poor roots should be killed. It's a total fraud. And the whole system is about keeping people in poverty so they can be controlled and experimented on. Now, if black folks aren't going to listen to me, I know a lot of black folks do, how about you listen to Louis Farrakhan? Because everything Louis Farrakhan says in this speech from over a decade ago, warning blacks in the Caribbean and blacks in Cuba and other areas about taking Western vaccines, he's telling them historic facts. In fact, I'm going to ask one of our great researchers, probably Rob Dew. He's one of the top guys in our office on vaccine research and on all the files and video clips and information to take Farrakhan's speech and to add documents and video clips to it and air it later in the week. But here it is, just a few minutes long, and if you drill down into everything Minister Farrakhan says, it's true. You can get mad at Farrakhan for what he said about Israel. You can get mad at Farrakhan for... That's not the issue here. The point is that Louis Farrakhan is telling you, do not take the vaccines. And it's not because the science of vaccines isn't real. Yes, you can learn immunity from them. That's why he points out that you can get vaccines, he thinks, that are trustworthy from Cuba. I haven't really seen the evidence of that, but I do know that it came out a decade ago that in Russia, in China, and in Germany, the elites have, quote, clean special vaccines made for them that are not contaminated. Because here's one more issue. Here's just a small example. Everybody knows about peanut allergies. Didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it kills thousands a year. Well, that's from older vaccines that they've now phased out in the 2000s that were grown on peanut protein. And then the body would become allergic to peanuts because it also was becoming basically allergic to the pathogen that was in the vaccine. So if a vaccine is contaminated with anything else and there's an adjuvant to cause a bigger autoimmune response, your body will become allergic to whatever else is in there. And that's just one of the, quote, unintentional things that vaccines do. And so the vaccine pushers literally want the precedent to stick in our bodies what they want when they want. Now, Therachon is Afrocentric or focused on blacks, and I get it. If people can't take care of themselves and have their own identity, they're going to be enslaved. And Farrakhan's 100% right that blacks should have their own businesses, their own communities. That is not segregation. That is people having their own community. And then go out and meet every other community. And it's not bad for other groups to have their own communities and their own heritage. And overall, Farrakhan puts out a message that the media cherry picks to try to discredit him with. But generally, I agree with about 95% of what Louis Farrakhan says. I don't agree on getting into all the Jew stuff because that's just a rabbit trail that never ends. I don't agree, you know, that there's just inherently white people want to get black people. And again, Farrakhan's even told me in person that that's not what he thinks is going on, but that sometimes he puts out the red meat of, well, quite frankly, racial identity for black folks so that they will have confidence and have their identity and stand up for themselves. And you do that by taking care of your family. You do that by being strong. You do that by being loving. You do that by being self-sufficient and independent. And you do that by not letting people kill your children. So bottom line, Black Lives Matter is an evil, satanic distraction from the true evil that is the leftist movement that hides its eugenics and its extermination operation behind all its liberal propaganda, to where there's all these riots and death and destruction over 12 black men who may have been wrongly killed. The average is about 14 a year. It's 12 so far this year. And distracting from the real operation, the fluoride in the water, the tainted vaccines, the sterilization, the entire operation. So here is Louis Farrakhan, and then we'll go back to the live show with Owen Schroyer as we start hour number two. And remember, you are the Paul Revere's out there. I don't care what color you are. You got red blood. And if you want to make it out of this new world order, do your research, get your facts straight, and start warning other people, because that is what could override the censors. Here is Minister Louis Farrakhan.
People of the earth. Did you know that there was a policy in America, a policy to depopulate the third world? How does that affect Jamaica? How does that affect the Caribbean? Did you know that Henry Kissinger wrote the memo that became policy, and they said they were going to use food as a weapon, and they sent that policy to the Department of Agriculture, to the Department of Defense, to the Department of CIA Intelligence. So they're all in the world of the third world, setting the third world up for internal strife and revolution and death. Where does your food come from? Why does Jamaica owe billions of dollars for the importation of food when you could grow it yourself? But they grow it 1,000 miles away, and they cannot pick it after it is ripe. They have to pick it before it's ripe. Then they ripen it with chemical processes, wax it, color it, and you eating it because it looks good in the supermarket. And now you're dying of all these different cancers. Talk to me! They are killing us off! AIDS is a biological weapon. Ebola is a biological weapon. I read recently, I don't know the truth, but it has been patented. If you can patent a virus, that means somebody made it. It ain't a natural thing. They have to depopulate the earth by 2 to 3 billion people. And you and I are in the crosshairs of the depopulation thrust of the policies of the American government. Where do your vaccines come from? If you're not getting them from Cuba, you need to look at them carefully. Please listen. You're vaccinating your children, but you don't know what's in the vial that they're putting in your children's arm. All of a sudden, they're suffering from autism. Then they tell you, no, there's no connection between the vaccine and autism. Yeah, tell that to somebody else. See, this is the enemy. The same enemy that put smallpox in blankets to the Native Americans to kill them off. The same enemy that was involved in the Tuskegee experiment to fill black men with syphilis and give them the freedom to cohabit with black women.
Again, the video and audio that you just heard from Louis Farrakhan is posted in full on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. We're about to start hour number two with Owen Schroyer. I have several other reports I'm going to be filing as well. We also have crew that are making their way right now to the autonomous zone of Chaz, where the communists are, again, stealing the identity of black people to push their communist agenda and trying to fool black people into being figureheads and front people for their operations. Hour number two is straight ahead, newswars.com/show. That's how you send people to the audio and video feeds. That link is not censored as much as InfoWars Online, so newswars.com/show and, of course, band.video. Hour number two with Owen Schroyer from the ATX. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so, populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And as promised, I'm going to go right to your phone calls for the next 30 minutes before we go back live to the Nation of Chaz. But let's go back to Seattle with Tim. First caller today from Seattle is Tim. Tim, go ahead. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
How's it going, Owen? Antifa is incredibly, they're misguided and they're full of hate. I've been bullhorning them. I've got a pretty decked out bullhorn covered in InfoWars stuff. I've gone out with InfoWars gear. And I've tried to explain it to them that they're misguided. And they hate these facts. They can't stand it. There's no room or conversation with these kids. Nothing.
Yeah, think about it like this. It's like if you had a name that was like, it had some reference to, like, let's say a watch. Like, I'm Dr. Watch. And they said, oh, what kind of watches do you like? And you're like, well, what's a watch? You're like, well, you're Dr. Watch. It's like, okay, you're Antifa. All right, well, what's fascists? Who are the fascists? Well, I don't know about the fascism. Who are the fascists? What? So it's just like you're out here waving a flag you know nothing about. But I think you're right. It's about hate. It's about destroying things. It's about feeling part of something. And I think that's what draws them to that, not the understanding and dismantling of fascism.
No, it's an entire culture of hate and death. I mean, if you look at their memes, if you look at what they wear, if you look at what they talk about. I walked through Chaz yesterday and I saw so many Goats of Mendez t-shirts. There's so much Satanism. It's just, it's incredibly rampant. And I don't really think there's any solutions other than maybe a few of them, you know, realizing that it's, you know, that there's possibly another side of the narrative, but there's so much cult think and consensus and threats of violence too. I mean, these kids are violent. So I think that they would turn on each other in a heartbeat, just for having dissent. So it's a real terrible situation. I think Donald Trump, my election night prediction when he was elected was that Antifa would have to be FEMA camped in order to maintain order.
Well, they closed the mental institutions. So, and now they're dismantling police forces. So I don't know what else. I guess you could just give them all these Democrat liberal stronghold cities for them to just burn to the ground. And then maybe they'll get it once it becomes a Lord of the Flies situation. But again, they don't even go after fascists. I mean, they're not going after Google. They're not going after these companies that are buying up all the competition and then now funneling everything into their own pockets. They don't go after the actual fascists who are still operating while everyone else is on COVID lockdown. Tim, thanks for the call. Let's go to Seth in Vancouver. Go ahead, Seth.
Hey, Owen. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Hey, so I wanted to call into the show today because I kind of had an epiphany about a week or so ago when I was watching the video you guys posted of the nurse in NYC exposing the killing of the COVID-19 patients.
Right, yeah, the undercover nurse.
Yeah. So basically what she was saying in there, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that they were taking patients into the NYC hospital that were having respiratory issues, right? With their breathing. They couldn't breathe, but they were testing negative for COVID. And then they were putting them into a wing of COVID patients, and they were suspected of having COVID-19, right? And even though they kept testing negative, then they put them on the vent, which they essentially blew up their lungs, and then they put their bodies full of fentanyl, right? So which is just killing people. Like her one patient there that was 37. And the epiphany I had.
You got 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try. So David Icke, second interview with Brian Rose, he goes over how 5G at 60 gigahertz disrupts the oxygen flow to your body. And then he also mentions in there, that's where the 5G towers are right now in NYC, right, by those hospitals. So my question is, what are they going to say next when they roll out 5G in full scale and everyone starts getting these respiratory?
Let me just hold you over and I'll ask you, because I think I get what you're getting at, but I want to make sure.
Aerodyne
technology delivery system. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right. The coronavirus situation is very complex. It's hard to just narrow it down, and everybody wants narrowed down, simplified things, but some things just can't be simplified. And so I'm not sure what Seth was getting at, so I wanted him to finish his point, but if his point is there's a correlation between the 5G and the coronavirus, a lot of people have been speculating that since January or even before, when the virus supposedly broke out in Wuhan, which was the same place they were testing the 5G. But what I think Seth was getting at was that the coronavirus was actually a cover up for the 5G that they released, but they didn't want you to think, oh, I'm getting blasted by the 5G that they're going to implement around the world. Instead, it's just a coronavirus. But Seth, finish up your point here from just a minute ago.
That's basically what I was trying to say, Owen, and I think you put it very poignantly. It's not fully rolled out yet, but if you look at where they're getting these massive supposed COVID-19 outbreaks is where the 5G towers are right now. So what's going to happen when they roll all this out? Well, what I think is going to happen is they're going to say, oh, we got the second wave. It's here, right? Mm-hmm. You know, once they roll it out.
Yeah, and then they can even make you take the vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And right now, when they have everyone out in the streets rioting and looting, they're trying to get all these regulations passed to implement the mandatory vaccine. For example, one just passed in Colorado, which basically makes it mandatory for all residents to take a COVID-19 vaccine once it's available. There is a way you can get exempt from it, but it's really tough.
Yeah, and no, I guess that is becoming the ultimate question here, Seth. Thank you for the call. Because, folks, most people aren't really going to fight until they have to. And that would be either when they're starving or their children are being taken or something of that nature. But or somebody comes to your door, demands your gun or forces you to take a vaccine. I mean, is that the point that we're going to get to? Is the left globalist Democrat? Is that movement really going to come to your doorstep and make you take a vaccine and hand over your weapon? Is that how, are we going to get that far? I mean, I don't know how we've even gotten to this point, quite frankly, where they fake pandemics and such and you lose your business, and then it's just the propaganda is everywhere. You know, and I will say this, because I wanted to just take your calls. I'm going to go back, but you know, I came up in sports media. I've always been a sports fan. And, man, I'm so disgusted by the propaganda that's just everywhere now on all the sports entertainment and everywhere. I don't even think I could even watch a sporting match anymore of anything. Same thing, like, for example, Netflix pops up a thing like, we support Black Lives Matter. Here, watch the playlist for Black Lives. Done. Canceled. But it's just this, the left-wing anti-American propaganda is everywhere. And Obama made it all legal in 2014 when he signed the NDAA. So yeah, you're getting just full onslaught of Chinese, leftist, globalist, communist propaganda via the signature of Barack Obama. And see, this is why you have to get Obama and arrest him and put him in jail and then just nullify everything he ever did. But maybe that day will come. Let's go to James in Texas. Go ahead, James. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Owen, and I appreciate you taking my call because, you know, exactly what you said is exactly what I wanted to speak about. And I think the question we all have to answer is, where is that line? Is that line when the leftist officer comes to our door and says, you have to take this vaccine? Or is it something simple, you can't go to your church and pray? You know, that's where it was for me. Mm. Also, the coronavirus hoax, again, I have to say it, hoax, the coronavirus hoax, the shutdown hoax, it has possibly ruined my career as a violinist. I did not get the medical care I needed because of this hoax. And now we're entering into the race riot, getting ready for us to shut down because of these reasons and just shutting down business. And of course, we all know it comes from China, but all of the directives come from China, but people are getting their directives here.
Well, it's multi-leveled. It really is multi-leveled. You've got the communist movement. You've got the Chinese propaganda funding a lot of it. You've got Soros, who's bet against America and on China, funding a lot of it. It's like somebody tried to rigging a sports match, basically. And then you've got the Democrat Party, which kind of just, you know, they take the money from anywhere, any way they can get it, and they'll do anything. They're just evil people. They're blackmailed people at this point. But, you know, the line in the sand, and that's a key point, too, because, I mean, nobody's perfect. But I've now reached a line in the sand where I'm not getting anything made in China. Now, I'll be honest. You'll say, I just got a new pair of shoes, right? I got a new pair of Nikes. Someone will say, hey, you can't, those are made in China. I checked. They're not made in China. They're made in, I think, Indonesia or something. So is it as good? Is it as bad? Well, I don't think Indonesia is trying to take America down. But so that's like one level where it's like, do I need to go full on and just totally boycott Nike? But so like, I have crossed that line with the NFL, with the NBA, all the crap that they're sending out about Black Lives Matter, all the race, because here's what it is. And then you get it from Netflix, because here's what it really is, folks. You want to know why I drew the line? Because you know what it is? It's racist against white people. That's what it is. And I happen to be white. So you don't like me, you're racist against white people, I don't want to give you my money. It's that simple. That's called the free market. And guess what? If you find out someone's racist against black people and you don't want to give them your money, then don't. It's just like that. It's called the free market. And that's what's beautiful about the free market. You can have communism in the free market. You can have anything in the free market. But you see, that's why communists hate the free market, because the free market always goes towards capitalism and not communism. So communists have to attack the free market. Now, I'm getting lost, but my point is, all this BLM crap is racist against white people. And so what do you think it's going to do to young white people now who are going to feel like they're less? They're just destroying. The left and the Democrats are destroying Martin Luther King's dream right now. It's really sad. Thanks for the call, James. Logan in Alabama. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Hello.
Let me on, man. You there?
Yep.
All right. I think it's time to reanalyze this whole situation from when all this mess started till now. I was good with the analysis that this was the counterattack by the globalists in China to stop the nationalist movement going on around the world. But I think it's time to at least consider that maybe we were duped by Trump to begin with. And what if Trump was to give us a false sense of reality, to give us a sense of a false victory, and to marginalize and capture the nationalist movement, and to neuter us by putting our faith in this person, only to find out that they were just going to ram this stuff through quote-unquote warp speed the whole time? And what if he's in on it? And what if our only way to really fight back is for groups like InfoWars and the alternative media to propose an alternative candidate? And I don't care what the conservatives say, oh, you're going to fracture the election. You know what? Whatever. Because at this point, look what all has happened under Trump. We can't just keep giving him a pass. Oh, he's playing 3D chess. Oh, you know, he knows things. Yeah, I was going for it, but now, Now I'm like, no, you know what? He has the capabilities to do things, okay? We know what he can do. We know he has enough evidence to start going after people. And I'm tired of giving him a pass while all this is going on. We do not have to be... Go ahead.
Well, I would agree with you. We're running out of time here. I don't think that Trump was always aimed against us. If anything, he got compromised along the way or just lost his momentum or just lost, just got burnt out. But, you know, here was my big thing, because I always said I'd give Trump 4 years to really drain the swamp. He needs it. But, you know, when he postponed and he moved his rally in Tulsa this weekend, to me, that was the worst thing he's done yet. And it seems so menial and tiny, and it's not a big deal. But, folks, people planned a whole weekend. People planned to be there that night. They booked hotels and flights, and they had to reschedule all of it. I mean, that was, to me, the first time he really betrayed his people. But, hey, they're still loyal to him, so he figures he's just going to keep doing it.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
It's finally here, introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It's just crazy. I don't know. I mean, getting back to what the last caller brought up about Trump, I mean, everything is aimed against Trump. The entire evil establishment is aimed against Trump. And so in that sense, he's good. But you look at everything we're doing and you can't deny that this is happening under Trump's watch. And I don't know. Like I said, I mean, of all the things that we've seen, to me, well, I'll just leave it right there. And let's go back to the phone calls in a second. First, though, again, ladies and gentlemen, a street preacher goes into Chaz and is just reading the Bible and is immediately assaulted, confronted, assaulted, choked out. They sexually assaulted him as well, made him kiss a gay guy. And now here he is being drug out of the scene after he is assaulted by a guy in a Black Lives Matter shirt, a white guy. I mean, this is the clown world. This is the total clown world. Hey, man, love and peace. America's so racist and anti-human, so we're all about love and peace. We established Chaz. Okay. Guy comes in. Jesus saves. Love God the Creator. We're all beautiful people. Get over here, you. Get over here. Choke that man. Make him kiss a gay guy. Yeah, lick his face. All right, knock him out. Now drag him out. Peace and love, man. Peace and love. Just let me assault you and choke you out and lick your face. Look at this. Oh, my God. Look at this fake police officer. Hold on. Are you guys seeing this? Hold on. Look at rear it back a second. Pause it. There's a fake police officer out here, fully decked out in Nike. And she's got a bulletproof vest, it appears, some form of body armor, and little, like, wrist-like protectors. Like riot gear wrist protectors or something. So they've replaced the real police with butch lesbian police who don't have guns. I don't know. It's just sad to see this happen in America, folks. This is the total result of the media brainwashing, total result of all the anti-American propaganda, total result of the failed education system. And I mean, yeah, we get upset at Trump. Like I said, I'm more upset with Trump for postponing his rally for Friday, moving it to Saturday. To me, that was the worst thing he's ever done. I'm not even joking. That was like a personal, like, you know, forget the people who actually support him. I mean, what is Trump supposed to do about that, though? What is Trump really supposed to do about Chaz? What can Trump really do about these brainwashed fools? I mean, I would put a projector up in the Rose Garden, show them all the Project Veritas videos, show them what you got to show them the evidence, do something. Because, man, I mean, the left is just going to continue to destroy America, folks. I don't know how else to put it. And the propaganda is just going to get worse. And the more we allow it to happen, the farther it's going to go. And you're literally not going to be able to do anything at all unless you take the mark of the beast, whatever it may be. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Davo in Kansas. Go ahead, Davo.
Hey, how's it going on?
Good, thank you.
Hey, just a quick point about the Trump changing the date on his rally. You know, they've really been pushing here in the four states the massacre at the Black Wall Street, basically. So that might have had something to do with it, but.
Yeah, there was that, and then it doesn't matter. It was he catered to the media and threw all his supporters under the bus to me. That's what that was to me. So everybody had to rebook hotels and rebook flights. Probably cost them money. I'm not gonna lie, cost me about $500. So
yeah, that's true. But I mean, you know how the media rolls with it, and if they can throw him under the bus as quick as they can, they're going to do it.
And he may end up canceling the whole thing. See, because that's what I'm saying. You give them an inch, they take everything. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, and my main call was they're already pushing the second wave here in southeast Kansas. Joplin reported 12 cases of in the hospital. We have 4 cases here in Pittsburgh, they report. So the numbers were so low, and where I'm at, you know, they're starting to boost the numbers up and trying to really push the second wave.
Yeah, they're going to push a second wave. Who knows? They may even release another one intentionally. I mean, who knows? These people are capable of anything. And until Bill Gates and Obama and the rest of them are in jail, we're just going to have to put up with this, folks. Right. All right. Ronnie in Virginia. Thanks for the call, Dave. Well, Ronnie in Virginia, go ahead.
What's up, Owen? Man, I just want to say I love you and the whole crew.
Thank you, Ronnie. We love you, too.
No problem, man. I am an eternal optimist, but, you know, lately things have been, you know, it's been tough to take. I don't see how this thing ends, man, without a bunch of violence. Come up in November, either side wins, the other side, you know, I don't know. It just,
well, let's I've be here. Let's rationalize what you're saying here. The left has already gone violent. The left has already gone to violence for their means to an end. So they're already there. The question is, when do American patriots rise up? When do veterans rise up? When do Trump supporters rise up? When do conservatives rise up? When do Christians rise up? So that's kind of my response to you real quick is just, let's be clear here. The left has already gone violent in their movement because they have no real political movement. They have illegal election theft and they have propaganda and they have fake virtue signaling and it's not working anymore. So they've gone to full violence and then using the power they have in government to shut down the economy. So they've already gone that. The question is, when do we fight back? And you're right. At this rate, unless we have something done legally with the Justice Department or we have to wait till the election, it's going to become a fight.
Exactly. And at what point, like you were saying, are we giving up the advantage that we may have by not acting? How long do we wait? Well, I mean, how much more can we take as a country, as a people? We have to step up, man. We can't let this continue for our children's sake, for the future's sake, for what's right. And I'm tired of it, man. I'm so tired of it.
And we're living so many lies. That's what's so sad about all this. All the lies that our children are being forced to believe, like the lies from Black Lives Matter, the lies about the coronavirus, just the lies about Donald Trump. They're trying to cement all of these lies into our children's heads. Think about how brainwashed, I mean, it's just, and so stupefied that it's unbelievable. Ronnie, thanks for the call. Tim in Chicago, I got 50 seconds left. I'm giving you the final 50 seconds. Go ahead.
Owen, love you guys. Everything you guys do is great. I had a real quick thing off topic. I'm totally in agreement with the rest of you guys. I'd love to see InfoWars media stuff for computer backgrounds, iPhone backgrounds, almost like Pythagoras with the ichthus on his hand, you know, to be able to show other people, like, you know, here, look at this. It's on, you know, like wallpapers, et cetera, because you guys do such a good job. But I think everything else is totally, it's definitely a thing devised by people, but I don't think it's, you know, it's definitely a fake virus, but you've given hospitals money for all the cases they have.
You've given the hospitals money. You've made people change their lives. I mean, hell, you walk around town, people are wearing masks. I mean, that's literally like I make up something like, hey, there's an invisible grub worm that climbs up your legs. You have to wear socks, and everybody wears socks or something.
Hey, guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out and I think can help you out too, especially if you have any problems sleeping, and that's Knockout. Let's face it. Our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment, and it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed, and boom. boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took two of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Coffee and energy drinks provide a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go, Turbo Force. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used across the globe to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. Try adding this to your daily routine and revolutionize your day today.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go back live to the Nation of Chaz, where Rob is standing by. Yeah, he's a little perturbed right now because he tried to start a game of organized kickball. And one of the Antifa members there tried to kick the ball, literally broke his foot, his metatarsals, about 30 of them, totally smashed. So they canceled the game. They had to rush him to a hospital. Chaz, of course, the hospital of Chaz was not able to set the broken bones. So they had to travel him to another hospital. They don't have any gas currently in Chaz. They're trying to get that situation figured out. No energy going in. But they were safely able to get the poor Antifa member who broke his foot attempting to play kickball to a hospital outside of town. So Rob is going to have that story and more for us coming up. Folks, it's joke level at this point, okay? There is a Black Lives Matter protest happening in Brooklyn right now with, I mean, I don't know, the streets are shoulder to shoulder, but you can't have your business. You can't open a business. You can't have full capacity at a business. You need to wear a mask. You need to do this. You need to do that. And so they're setting this precedent where everything is illegal except protesting for a leftist cause. Because remember, we organized protests to reopen, and I lost my final social media account. Twitter took my account for promoting these events. People were attacked. People were arrested. The media said, oh, these are demon people. How dare they go out during a pandemic that we faked? But then their people go out, and it's, oh, man, look at these heroes. And so now they've made it ordinary that just doing anything that's leftist activism is always okay, but everything else must be shut down. Of course, when you're George Soros and Barack Obama and the rest of them, that's exactly what you would want when you know that you belong in jail for the rest of your life. Now, let's go back to the Nation of Chaz, where Rob is joining us. Rob, I'm sorry that the game of kickball was ruined after one of the members broke his foot attempting to kick the ball, but you are out there on the field. So what's going on? I noticed people are hanging out on this AstroTurf baseball field. Is that like where the big joint circle is, or they're playing the bongos, or there's a hacky sack tournament? What's going on?
You setting me up for a nice conversation here, talking about George Soros. But right now, you're completely right, man. We switched from kickball. Don't worry, we went to dodgeball. We had an intense game of dodgeball.
Wait, you guys are allowed to play dodgeball? They took dodgeball out of the schools.
Dude, and the best thing was
liberal privilege strikes again.
Dude, and the most craziest thing about it being liberal privilege, it was black versus white. Like, it wasn't even, like, diversitized or anything. It was literally black versus whites. And that's kind of the ideology that I'm seeing out here is I look around and you see more white people than you do black people. It's kind of insane. You look at all the pictures and all the protests across the world, and it's more white people out here than black people. You don't really see, you see some people with Black Lives Matter shirts, but there's not any conversation going on about how do we do this? What do we do? It's just the same, maybe one or two talking points from random people walking around. But it's just like, as racist as people are going to say this is, it's just like the statistics show, like there's less whites killing blacks than there is blacks killing blacks. And you can see it in the pictures, the stats, and you put the stats and pictures side by side, and that's exactly what you get out here. On the party side out here, I mean, you have a concert right behind me. You have one right over there. You have one right over there.
It's the Chaz Music Festival 2020.
It literally is, man.
Chaz City Limits.
All the people who are in quarantine this entire time have something to do now. Exactly. This is what it is. And one of the funniest things is, man, I was walking by this morning trying to get some B-roll for, you know, seeing what it's like in the mornings, the aftermath. And it was crazy. People were actually cleaning. And you walk by the armed guards, and they come up to you. Hey, what's up, man? How's it going? And it's kind of just like, let's see how far this goes. Oh, nothing, dude. How are y'all doing today? Oh, you know, just kind of saving this fight in the fight. Oh, I'm going to the store. You need anything? Oh, no, we're good. We just got some Starbucks. That was literally the conversation I had about
Starbucks.
Yeah, getting them delivered.
They're getting a $6 latte?
Ben and Jerry's just left.
Actually, they sold out of soy. There.
We might, no, and that's why we have to switch from kickball to dodgeball. And
wait a second, hold on, though. They found the B-roll of the dodgeball game. Did they actually make it blacks versus whites?
Dude, that's exactly what it was when we got there.
You're
it was
joking.
No, I'm not. If you see the B-roll, what is it?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. Everyone's got masks on, and people are kind of just running around. There doesn't seem to be much organization.
Oh, okay. Maybe we got another little bit more of a cut on there. But yeah, dude, that's exactly what it was. And
I assume you were kidding, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised by anything these people do these days.
Yeah, man. And right behind this actual concert venue, there's all the tents.
I mean, look at that banging concert venue, though. I mean, communism provides a really nice venue. I mean, you wouldn't want like a big stage with big sound effects and lighting effects and fireworks and, you know, a theater type atmosphere. You just want to stand on a baseball field.
Exactly. A fake one.
That's free market communism, dude.
I haven't seen any showers out here. I haven't seen, they have porta potties. But like for the actual activism part, they say it's going on. There is no activism here.
Yeah, there's they no seem pretty inactive on that field.
Yeah. So it's the same
I mean,
thing
we all know. I mean, 10 bong hits. I mean, it's tough. But hey, let me ask you this. Those apartment buildings behind you, are people still living in them or what?
Some of them, yes. Some of them, like over here, has BLM in there off their balcony. So there is some people still living out here. The businesses that are there's some that are still open. They're boarded up, but you can still go in some of them. They close early and it's only takeout. But dude, and another crazy thing is that they're being compliant. They're saying for the protesters, come in, you have free food, you have a charging station, you get free water. So, you know, a lot of the businesses aren't really, they're not helping their own cause, really. So,
well, here's what the people are really wondering right now, okay? And this is the last question I'm going to have for you. It's been tough out for you and Chaz. You're working hard, and I'm sure you want to get back to that concert. I see there's a joint circle, too. Maybe kick a hacky sack around. Okay, but seriously.
It's a meditation circle, man.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that deep. So yeah, Eastern philosophy. But let me ask, because this is what people really want to know. I mean, the people are really tuned in. A lot of single guys are wondering. I mean, are the women of Chaz, are they fine? I mean, the women of Chaz, what are we talking here?
Oh, man. It's.
Have you seen
They're all tourists. Yeah. There's a good amount. But
how much? What percentage of the women of Chaz sport the armpit hair?
Oh, dude. 60%.
Ooh!
60. Ooh. That's kind of being on the fair side.
They're
man.
Not boycotting deodorant, are they?
I haven't seen that in the free selection. Just put it that way.
Oh boy!
I have not seen it.
Well, if anybody was wondering if they're trying to look for a woman in Chaz, if you're into armpit hair, well, then I think Chaz has got what you're looking for.
Most definitely, man.
Look, I don't want to distract you. There's a music festival going on, a hacky sack bongo meditation drum circle that I show you. No, you guys are doing great work. Keep uploading the videos. We'll make sure we get some of those up at Band, and maybe we'll have you guys back on tomorrow as well. You guys just don't declare. Are you officially Chaz Estonian yet?
Not yet, man. They haven't. Maybe when they get that deodorant, maybe that.
Okay, he's considering citizenship. He still likes America, folks. All right. But let me ask you one more question. Are you allowed, do they have, they've separated like whites only and blacks only, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So are you allowed to go use the farm that they have that they put on cardboard that's not going to grow anything?
Yes, I am. I really am. It's right behind me on this side, man.
Oh, and, okay, good. You get access.
The vegetables are the poison's going to be access for everybody, man.
All right, good. Well, my ass wouldn't be allowed in there, but I'm glad that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Our brave crew up in Chaz. You may find them in a hacky sack circle. You never know, folks. But they're on the ground. Hey, it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. Please continue to support us so we can continue to give you this coverage. No, folks, Soros and the rest of them, Obama, they didn't think we'd be on the air still. We're still on the air. Every day we're on the air, you're kicking Soros in the nuts.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture.
80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we're going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids, because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
All right, we're about to go back to Alex Jones, folks. I'm sitting here laughing to myself because it's just so ridiculous. Can you imagine a bunch of white people running around crying how racist they are against black people? And that's like the story of the day. Like, what? I'm sorry. It's just, it's literally insane. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. I can't even comprehend it. A bunch of honkies running around telling black people how oppressed they are by white people. And they're white running around. I mean, what? Like, I just, it's just the level of brainwashing, stupidity, and ignorance is just, it's maxed out. I don't know how it gets more than this. Folks, please remember, support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Trust me, Obama and Soros and Hillary Clinton and the rest of them, they assumed with their censorship, with Tim Cook, that we would not still be on air. So every day we're on air, you're kicking George Soros in the nuts. So support us. Keep us on air by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We cannot thank you enough for your support. And here is Alex Jones.
One man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. Joseph Stalin said that more than 70 years ago, and it's very true today. But still, it's very sad for Rayshard Brooks, who was shot dead by Atlanta police who were attempting to arrest him for what they believe was a DWI. Should he be dead because he was out at night at a Wendy's
trying to eat a hamburger so he could drive home? No, the answer is he shouldn't be dead. But if he was completely hammered and ran his car into somebody else's car and killed an innocent person, does that person deserve to die? And this comes down to the laws in this country and Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And the fact that they now want it where the average person drinks one beer, you go to jail. They literally have got millions and millions of people incarcerated, in many cases, for not even being impaired. Because sometimes people are totally hammered and go out and run in to a school bus and kill 10 kids. So it's a balance. But I will tell you this. I got arrested for DWI. I blew under once I got to the police station. And the issue is going to get dropped because of COVID-19, everything being shut down for months. That's behind schedule, but I'm told that's where it's going because I blew under legal limit. But I guarantee you that if I would have resisted the officers and I'd have taken away one of their tasers and started punching them, I probably would get my ass blown away. Now, does that mean I deserve to die for that? No. But we have given the police this job. We have these laws in place. And so if we want to decide that we don't have drunk driving laws or that they've gotten too severe, we should dial them back. I'll tell you this. When I was young, even in high school, if you weren't drunk, the police would dump your beer out and send you home or they'd call your parents because they didn't want to ruin your life. And most of the time, police would say, call your family or you'll call a friend's family if they found young people, old people that were drinking. And the officers would have made the man that just got killed in Atlanta call family and come get him. Or they would have taken the keys away and put them inside Wendy's. But because of all the lawsuits and all the lawyers and all the red tape, police can't do that anymore unless you're in a small town. And yes, we're not in Mayberry anymore. I mean, the streets at night are dangerous. And all I can tell folks is, especially if you've got teenage children, do not let them be out after 10 o'clock at night in a major city. They are dangerous. There are crackheads. There are homeless. There are mentally ill people everywhere. I've been all over this country. And we are a diseased, satanic nation. There's still a lot of good people in this country, but there are people out of their minds of every race, color, and creed at night. There are drunks everywhere. And I'm not here kissing the police's ass. I'm saying this. Law and order is starting to break down, and more good people don't want to be police officers because they know nobody's going to back them up. And they're charged with going out and enforcing the law that is the law. And then when things don't go right, they get the blame. Now, if I was a police officer and somebody jerked my taser away and was going for my gun or whatever, I don't know what I'd do. And it's still not clear exactly from the dash cam footage exactly what happened, but it was a serious fight. And they were trying to execute the law in the state of Georgia and in the city of Atlanta. And it's Wendy's that called the police on him because he was reportedly passed out there at the window. So again, the footage is on Infowars.com. It's another black man shot in questionable circumstances. White people per capita are twice as likely, not just per population, per capita, to be shot and killed by police officers because they don't hesitate with white people because they know there's not the political correctness. And in most cases, the police are in the right because they're out there trying to control a country that uses more drugs than any other nation on earth. Some metrics show that the United States uses 10 times more illegal drugs than the next nation that is known for using a high amount of illegal drugs. We are satanic. We've aborted 62 million babies. People are bombed out of their brains on average. And everybody wishing for the total abolition of the police, it's never going to happen. You're going to get a collapse, and then you're going to get a serious fascist police state in this country that'll call itself communist. That's how it always works. So if you really don't want electricity, and you really don't want medicine, and you really don't want food, you're going to end up getting it. And here's the deal. Nations go through cycles. They always have. They always will. And peoples go through cycles. Read your history books. And we have become fat, done, and happy. And things are falling apart. And the haves and have-nots are getting greater and greater separation. And it's the people like Jeff Bezos, worth $160 billion, and all these other groups like Apple that literally are involved in slave labor, that are literally involved in propping up communist regimes in China, that have set up the tax laws where they pay almost no taxes. And then they virtue signal and give $100 million like Apple just did to Black Lives Matter to stir up more infighting as a distraction from what they're doing. The police officers on average are not the enemy. The enemy is the globalists, and they're the ones fanning the flames of this entire thing. There is a number that's gone way up, and that is the general crime in predominantly black neighborhoods is off the charts.
hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of deaths a week, black on black crime. And because of the dash cams and because the police feel paralyzed, they're slow rolling. They're not putting themselves in danger. You talk to a black cop, you talk to a white cop, you talk to a Hispanic cop, all tell you the same thing. And that's causing crime to explode in those areas and black people to die en masse. So again, statistics don't lie. These statistics are 100% clear. And burning down the Wendy's because they call the police? What are you supposed to do when somebody's passed out at the checkout window or at the drive-thru window? Again, we're the ones that expect the police to do all this and to be janitors for the homeless and to be in the middle of all this garbage. And then when they don't do a perfect job out of a country, out of a nation of 350 million people, what do you expect? But again, look at the nation of Chaz and their warlord. They're demanding food, water, supplies, porta potties, free electricity, free everything. It's a joke. And they're beating people up for their free speech. They're choking and sexually assaulting. These videos are almost unwatchable. They're up on Infowars.com of a street preacher who they tackle, choke, start kissing, start humping. Literally Antifa saying, I'm gay. How does it feel? These people are completely entitled and insane. And they say, we have a border. We're deporting you. And they choke him out on the ground and then go throw him over the border in front of the police. And the police do nothing. That's paralyzed police. That is as useless as tits on a boar. And so if you look at what's happened in London, footballers and others came out to defend Winston Churchill's statue peacefully. The police who stood down while the Black Lives Matter communists rampaged and attacked and pulled down British flags and all the rest of it wanted to show folks they're still tough. So the police attacked the people that were pro-Britain and who knew what was going on. So that's the police in London, run by leftist globalists, literally trying to appease the communist Soros-funded Black Lives Matter by brutally with billy clubs and running over people with horses because they dare come out and defend their nation's monuments. This is how the overthrow happens. This is how the intimidation happens. This is not fighting the man. The most powerful mega corporations on the face of the earth are on record financing and coordinating all of this and trying to normalize what we're witnessing. And now the COVID-19 round two of the lockdown is here. We knew was coming with all these lying headlines about spikes when all they're doing is doing more testing, more fake testing. And it turns out the tests are fake and they're using the normal deaths from other things in the COVID column. This has to be called out. We have to call it out. You have to call it out. This is 21st century warfare. This is fifth generational warfare against you and your family. And we're all under attack. Our whole future is under attack by a scientific group of very evil people that think you and I and all of us are too stupid to actually see their public battle plans and do something about it. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I am begging all of you to realize that this is make it or break it. And they're trying to overthrow America and replace it with something 1,000 times worse than the worst crimes our system has committed and done. The social contract's been broken. The globalists are making their move against you and your family. And it's up to you to decide whether you want to roll over and be an idiot slave or whether you want to cause a new renaissance and save this civilization. There isn't much time. Please take action. The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to
create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.